happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President-elect Trump's pick for attorney general is controversial, but Matt Gaetz is getting full support from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who tells Fox News Sunday,
"We've been serving together for more than 8 years. He's one of the brightest minds in Washington or anywhere for that matter, and he knows everything about how the Department of Justice has been weaponized and misused."
Gaetz resigned from Congress before a House committee could release an investigation into claims he engaged in sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and bribery. Former federal prosecutor Preet Bharara tells ABC This Week,
"Ideally, you would want someone at the AG level whose experience with the Justice Department goes beyond being investigated by the Justice Department. Ideally, you'd want someone who has criminal law experience, who has litigation experience, who has an extensive amount of legal experience. And then most importantly, you want to have somebody who can pass a basic background check."
Trump has vowed to purge the Defense Department of so-called woke generals. Democratic Michigan Senator-elect Alyssa Slotkin has experience in intelligence and defense.
"I think they've been very clear that they're putting together some sort of panel that's going to look at generals, people who have served their nation their entire lives over multiple administrations, Democrat and Republican, in combat. They are now openly talking about dismissing them like some sort of kangaroo court. You can imagine the stress in the Pentagon about that."
Slotkin also on ABC. Pope Francis is pressing for an investigation into Israel's attacks in Gaza. CBS's Anna Matranga.
Pope Francis has called for an investigation into whether Israel's military actions in Gaza constitute genocide, according to excerpts from an upcoming book. "We should investigate carefully to assess whether this fits into the technical definition formulated by international jurists and organizations." The Pope is quoted in the excerpts published by an Italian daily.
Russia has launched a large-scale missile and drone attack targeting Ukraine's energy grid. The BBC's Paul Adams.
But this was the largest coordinated assault since early September. As temperatures drop and the first snow falls, the authorities are anticipating another difficult winter.
Ukrainians will face power restrictions tomorrow. The art world is abuzz over the auction of a right to reproduce the famed piece by Italian artist Maurizio Cattelan. It's simply a banana stuck to a wall with a piece of duct tape.
"We are looking at an ordinary banana and an ordinary piece of duct tape. However, what makes the ordinary extraordinary is the intention of the artist who put this together."
That's David Galpin with Sotheby's. The original artwork debuted 5 years ago and had to be reworked after someone ate the banana. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for today. Gusty west winds at highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, skies mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. On Monday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 50s, as rain moves in the afternoon and evening.
Right now, it's 51.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Rudy Bone and his orchestra, and it's on this four stereo recording. It's quite unique. There's a lot of it's called the Percussive Oompa, and as if you got it on stereo, if you're listening on the FM, there's a lot of good separation with different sounds coming from each speaker. Kind of unique. Yeah, well, hi, everybody. I'm Tim the Polka Guy with some great music here for you today. Something a little different, some request music coming up next. Yep, had a request for some of that Stratton Mountain Boys stuff. This is a little bit on the more serious side instead of them hooping and hollering, but we'll get to that little, you know, a little bit here, maybe. But glad you could join us here on the AM and FM side of WFHR. So, without further ado, let's get to the Stratton Mountain Boys, shall we? A little zither music.
Thank you.
Stratton Mountain Boys. Glad you enjoyed that. Some good stuff there. Later we'll get to some of the stuff where they're yipping and yapping and yodeling a little bit more, huh? Right now, we're going to turn our attention to Stan Wallowick. I played some of his stuff the end of last week's program. And the next song is coming up here is the Lisa Polka. Yes, three cheers for Lisa.
Time of year, the shoots and fest is here. Young men eager for the game to start and become a part in winning Lisa's heart. Attention everybody, the Burgermeister boasts. Everybody join in and we'll all drink a toast. Cheers for Lisa, raise your glasses high. Cheers for Lisa, the test to see who's best to reign with Lisa. Hear their voices ring, yearning, burning, each returning to become a part. Yearning, burning, each returning to win Lisa's heart.
Stan Wallowick and his orchestra and his version of the Laughing Polka. Oh, yeah. Well, we played Three Cheers for Lisa, and that was also by Stan Wallowick. And I just came across it once here by James Last and his orchestra. So this is probably a little bit faster tempo, I think. A lot of brass. He likes his trumpets and trombones. So give it a listen here by James Last Orchestra.
Yeah, 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 y Ein Blick zum Gletscher, Eis und um die Gipfel weiß. Das ist die Alpenpracht, die uns so glücklich macht.
Yahoo! That is the Stratton Mountain Boys taking us out of the first segment here of our polka party. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tim the Polka Guy. Polka Guy will be back in just a minute or two. So don't go away. Stick around right here on AM 1320 FM 97.5.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your business or office cleaned. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, or pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cutting, raking leaves? Yep, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning, 459-1475 anytime.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party. We have Gordy Hartman coming up next with Lean On Me, Darlin' Waltz.
Darling, I'll always be there for you. Whenever life becomes hard to bear, just look to me and I'll be there. Lean on me, darling, whenever blue skies turn gray. I'll be your sunlight, your breath of fresh air. Just lean on me, darling, I care. Tell me all your troubles, tell me all your fears. I'll always be near to lend you an ear, a shoulder to cry on, someone to rely on. So lean on me, darling, I'll pick you up when you're down. I'll be your light through the darkness, I swear. Just lean on me, darling, I care. darling, I'll always be there for you. Whenever life becomes hard to bear, just look to me and I'll be there. Lean on me, darling, whenever blue skies turn gray. I'll be your sunlight, your breath of fresh air. So lean on me, darling, I care. Tell me all your troubles, tell me all your fears. I'll always be near to lend you an ear, a shoulder to cry on, someone to rely on. So lean on me, darling, I'll pick you up when you're down. I'll be your light through the darkness, I swear. So lean on me, darling, I care. wild child inside this man. Please remember my life is in your hand. And woman, hold me close to your heart. However distant, don't keep us apart. After all, it is written in the stars.
John Gura and the Gurale on their latest album, Bulletproof Polkas. Yeah. And Woman. Tell you what, there's another tune on here. I know it's the modern stuff, but it's kind of neat to hear a polka band play it in a little different tempo. And there's a song here called The Letter, which I think was out around 1968. But I know Joe Cocker recorded it, but that wasn't the original. I'm trying to remember, but I'm drawing a blank. I'll have to check the internet here or something soon, and I'll let you know. But anyway, that's coming up next, and it's also by John Gura and Gurale, The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. Money and shit I gotta spend. Gotta find my way back home again. Whoa, lonely days ago, I'm coming home. Whoa, my baby's throwing me a letter.
John Gooda and the Godali, yeah, and the letter. So with that, we're going to close out with a short one here. And we'll be back with more of the Polka Party after these messages.
Stola, 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 niech żyje nam. Jeszcze jeden, jeszcze raz. Stola, stola, niech żyje nam. Stola, 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 niech żyje nam.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Trump is picking members for his administration. Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill tells CBS's Face the Nation.
President Trump has the prerogative to nominate the people that he thinks can best lead the change that he believes the American people are seeking.
Among Trump's choices, Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, who was investigated for alleged sex trafficking, and vaccine skeptic Robert Kennedy Jr. tapped to head the health department, Democratic Representative Jim Himes.
These people are manifestly unqualified and you know, they're not prepared to run the very complicated organizations they've been asked to run.
A new analysis reveals that Americans work 50 hours a month just to pay the rent.
The people right now who are paying less than $1,000 on rent, they're people who have been in their apartments for a long time. Only 7.5% of the listings are below $1,000.
Chen Zhao is an economic researcher at Redfin in Seattle. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for today, gusty west winds at highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, skies mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. On Monday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 50s, as rain moves in the afternoon and evening.
It's 53 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because right. This could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, back with more music here on the Polka Party with Don Peachy and his band from Burnett, Wisconsin, not too far from Beaver Dam. And they're going to perform for us here, Horsey, Keep Your Tail Up.
Thank you.
Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eye. Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Never mind about the fly. The birdies in the treetops sigh. Begin to sing when we pass by. Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
Peachy and the band in Horsey, keep your tail up. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was doing some digging, and the first segment we had, or actually second segment, played The Letter by the John Gura and his Corale. And I remember now, about 1968, was the Box Tops. Yeah, that was the people who did the original Letter. So I'm just racking my brain out here, and I had to go on the internet and check it out, and I did. Okay, back to more music with John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. Last week, I played a tune by Concertina Millie, and it was I Wish You Love. And John Check, I just happened to come across this. I didn't realize he did this on one of his albums. He did a tune, I Wish You Love. It's kind of a rumba. So we'll try that out here on the polka party, should we? Yeah, this is John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman.
Radio WFHR.
Wisconsin. You can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How's business?
Good. Are you up to speed with the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements?
Sort of. What's it about?
It's a new initiative to help fight crimes like money laundering, fraud, and drug trafficking. A lot of small businesses like ours just have to report some basic info to the federal government about the real people behind them.
Reporting your company's beneficial ownership information is quick, secure, and free. And it helps protect U.S. national security. Learn more at fincen.gov/BOI.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Another teenager.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Their guard play, and you know they have a post presence as well, so they're balanced. They like to attack off the dribble. They can score in a bunch of different ways. But yeah, just their versatility in the way that they score.
And then finally, Coach, defensively, do they press man-to-man zone? What are you seeing?
They do a little bit of all that.
Okay, so, right.
Yeah, a little bit of all of it. We'll see. I'm assuming a lot of man-to-man, but they play some zone too, so we're going to see a little bit of everything. How much of what, we'll find out soon.
That's Coach Froh with the scout of UW-Milwaukee. We got the Badger Notebook when we come back. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Basketball fans, Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lotta Matzah Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Wisconsin and UW-Milwaukee getting ready for an in-state showdown. But before we continue our pregame, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Before we get to the starters and the tip-off, we've got one final thing to do. That is take our spin around the Big Ten. Games that have gone final. Penn State takes care of Monmouth 100-255 at home. 11th ranked Maryland, no issues with Towson. They win 98-63. And Michigan hosts Oakland and wins 88-42. Games going on right now at halftime. Maybe an upset here. Indiana hosting 24th ranked Stanford. Indiana up 42-31. At halftime, Minnesota leading at home against SMU 25-22. Game just about to tip off at 2 o'clock. 12:30 ranked Ohio State at Belmont down in Nashville, and Iowa is at Drake. 3 o'clock, Washington goes to Montana. 4 o'clock, Michigan State at Western Michigan. And tonight at 6:30, 5th-ranked UCLA has Arkansas. That's our spin around the Big Ten. We'll take one more break, get your starters and the tip-off. Wisconsin hosting UW-Milwaukee. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Cherry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners.